Once again with Max Haverfield here. Max Haverfield and Friends Christmas Show making its tour through western Kansas here, coming up starting Wednesday the 18th, going through Saturday the 21st. I was going to ask you here, maybe what are some of your favorite Christmas songs, and are you singing some of those in these shows?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we cycle through, like, I've sung a couple of songs for the last several years. I Wonder as I Wander and In the Bleak Midwinter. They're beautiful, beautiful Christmas songs. But this year I decided to take a little bit of a lighter touch with it. Not that I wouldn't return to some of that music that's a little more steeped in history and that kind of thing. But this year, we are doing, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I've called the show a modern take on the Andy Williams Show, of sorts, you know, and of course it's a blend of all of these influences that I have, but, that color, that, you know, mm-hmm. electricity to it. And so that's one of our pieces. But then, I can't help but want to do some of the dramatic pieces. Mary, Did You Know is a big, winner. Gary has arranged an arrangement of Silent Night called Holy Night Lullaby. It's absolutely stunning. And then we, of course, have O Holy Night to close the program. And so many in between that we've arranged, and medleys and that kind of thing.
And I don't know, maybe I'm going a little far here, but have you written your own Christmas music here?
For me, I do a lot of arranging.
Okay.
So I...
Arranging, yeah.
Yeah. I mean... there are some originals, and Gary has done the most original work on the show of primarily what she's doing is taking a couple of songs, you know, and blending them together. So, that just makes for something fresh, but then of course at Christmas, everybody wants tradition and you want to feel the warmth of those tunes that you've heard and you want to hear them sung well. So I arranged O Holy Night and, Mary, Did You Know, and a couple of other pieces, in there. And then we've taken some arrangements from, the Gaither Vocal Band, Sandy Patty, Josh Groban. So we have several influences.
And I know you have you currently have your own CD or album out here that you can get regionally here.
That's right. Yeah, we try to get it out ourselves, and then we have several stops in each town. For instance, Scott City, we've got it for sale at the Majestic and at Giftologists and a few other places out at the museum, El Cordaleo Museum. So I call it a winter CD. It's primarily Christmas or heavy on Christmas, but then there's four or five other pieces that are kind of wintry and just songs that I feel go with the season.
Keeps you warm in the cold.
Yeah, right? I think so. Yeah, exactly.
All right. And I know you're making your stops here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Hayes, Colby, Scott City, and Oakley here. So what's probably the best way to get to tickets?
The best way, there's three avenues. You can, if you're a Facebooker, you can go to our Facebook page, Max Haverfield Baritone. That's my official page. And you'll see the link there. You'll see the events page, and you'll see links for tickets. You can also go to my website, maxhaverfield.com, and you'll see the tickets heading in the middle of the top of the page. And you can call me, 785-953-0264, and we'll reserve, of course, for the Scott City show. It's a dinner show at the Majestic, so we have reserved seating for that. And some of the other shows have semi-reserved seating, and some of them are general admission. So.
Dinner shows, is that something new for you this year, or have you done that in years past?
We've always done it with the Majestic that way. That works pretty well, and they have a following that we can – you know, collaborate and work together with. And then this summer for the Sound of Glory tour, we did all dinner shows. And I enjoy doing that. We kind of go back and forth, and we try different things, you know, different price points. Of course, this is a light show lighter show, and I want it to be family friendly. And so, we try, to keep the ticket burden less, you know, so that families can come and bring their kids. So it just varies from town to town. But the dinner aspect, some people love. You know, we have people for the Scott City show that are driving from Ulysses, Dighton, Oakley. They like that part. It's an evening out, and they don't want to go to it without, you know. And of course, there's other people that need, you know, they need to only have an hour and a half show, and so they don't do all the dinner thing as much. So we have something, and you know, in Western Kansas, if you can't make it to one, you can drive to another town. So and we have them scattered all over for people.
That's pretty fun there. And, of course, yeah, Flock, get to tickets now because they're going to go fast here, especially get closer to next week, and that's going to be pretty fun. I guess, Max, anything else you'd like to add here?
No, I just want to recognize all the great talent. I also, you know, should say that we have a lot of great support in Scott City to make it happen. And Scott City has been and is our flagship town, and I'm proud to come back.
Yeah, no, it's they do support a lot of things here in this community here. So once again, Max Haverfield, he's of course bringing his Christmas show, Max Haverfield and Friends Christmas Show, here to Scott City on Friday the 20th of December. It's a dinner theater there at the dinner and show, I should say, at the Majestic Theater there. And of course, go online at maxhaverfield.com. 785-953-0264 for tickets, or even on that Facebook page there. It's Max Haverfield Baritone, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, this is the first time we've worked together on this, and thank you again for stopping by here, and hope that you have a great turnout at all four stops.
I'm sure we will. Yeah, get your tickets, and yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. It makes a big difference.